Prado, so find it very easy to meditate, very nice to meditate. You can continue if you want, but you got another few minutes only because you are going to have a breakfast soon. You got 12 more minutes. But for those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, continue with your whatever mindfulness training. When you come out of meditation, the first thing you do is be fully aware, relax. Then whatever you do, every action, every movement, clarity, aware. Your mind and your movement move as one. You will become very different, I tell you. Then try not to talk for as long as you can. Even you need to acknowledge people, just show the hand sign. If you maintain this type of silence, your mind become very well trained, very different. Do you realize this morning very quiet? How many of you can go into the silence, the stillness? Very good. Sadhu. You should be able to go in because it's so quiet, so still. It's like meant for you. Then after the exercise, do you find it easier to meditate, easier to relax? How many of you find it easier to relax? Very good. You should find it. Because when you do mindfulness exercise, you will have this effect. And this is only 10 minutes. Throughout the day, you are in this mindfulness training. You just imagine how you will become whenever you sit or lie down. You become totally different. That's why daily mindfulness is a must. And that is what Sati Sampajana is all about. You're not only mindful, you're clearly comprehending what you are doing. You understand clearly. That's the reason why this training is very different. It's not what you think. Meditation is not when you go to retreat, you sit, that is meditation. No. You go to retreat is because the conditions are better. You can dedicate full time because you don't have other thing to do. You just do your meditation. So that will give you the condition to train, to develop the mindfulness, the stability of it. Then after that, you're supposed to continue with that training and bring it into your daily life so that you live life with that type of mind. Then only you can become heedful. Then only you stand a chance to become enlightened. Because the Buddha make it very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas if you are not heedful, you don't stand a chance. Because the Buddha said, heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. You don't stand a chance at all. So this mindfulness training, you must get it right. Understand it. And it's a must. Like I said yesterday, when you can be mindful in the midst of life, continuously, ever mindful, that is just the beginning of the real meditation, satipatthana, the four foundation of mindfulness. Without that, you don't stand a chance, I tell you. So, meditation, when you have the understanding, you will know how to cultivate it, and you will progress accordingly. Okay, before we break for breakfast, do you have any question? Anybody wants to report meditation or have any question? Anybody? Yes. Pass the mic to Tammy.
Brother, this morning, this is regarding yesterday. You said something about outflow.
Yes.
I just want, because I discussed this with some friends before, so I wanted to check with you. They say there's two types.
Yes.
One type is when there are thoughts flowing, then those that well-trained meditators, they will like, even their thoughts, they just aware, so so they don't react.
I know.
And then another thing is that there are actually no thoughts, so they don't get reacted. So I just wanted to know, the outflow, is it the, if the thoughts was...
You see, when we talk about outflow, it's about the arahant state, so it's not your normal meditator style outflow. You see, outflow means there are two. One is the one with avijja, means they are still not arahant yet. Then this one, they got a lot of karmic negativity, or even if they had trained very well, there is still avijja, ignorant, not completely rooted out. So if it's not completely rooted out, at the moment of death, there will still be rebirth consciousness. So that is considered an outflow, because you have not ceased. Understand? You don't have the wisdom to cause the death consciousness to cease. When there is no more ignorant at the moment of death, then the death consciousness without avijja does not condition rebirth consciousness. Okay, so that is the first instant. So arahant succeeded in cutting off the outflow. That's why they won't take rebirth. No more rebirth consciousness. That's why their holy life is finished. They will not come back. But then they don't have a bodhisattva nature that continue the cultivation, where they didn't take the vow, they don't know the bodhisattva way that lead to Buddhahood. So the arahant cease, finish. But during the living, when the arahant is alive in this world, he still got thought process. Understand? And this thought process is the birth and death of thought. Understand? That is outflow. The bodhisattva, when they cultivate, they will reach a point where their mundane mind will collapse. There is no more mundane mind. That's why there is no more outflow. There is no need to worry about God thought or no thought. By then, the mundane mind no more. Like I told you, the sun's ray, when the cloud no longer there, the sun's ray just shine forth. So this bodhisattva, the great being, they got no more of this outflow of thought, means their mundane mind no more. Their nature just shine forth. They are fully aware. That's why that one, nothing to do, no training, nothing, finish. Then that nature is always there, ever radiating, ever mindful, aware. It is always there. So that is the meaning that I refer to. But what you all discuss on is different. You are trying to find out. When you meditate under retreat condition, then they will reach a point, because they slow everything down. Most of them do is they slow everything down. So when you slow everything down, what happens is your mind hardly thinks. So your mind hardly think doesn't mean there is no thought. There is still a lot of thought, but they don't know. They cannot see. But relatively less than the heedless people outside. We have the heedless people outside. You ask them to stop thinking. They can't even stop for one moment. 1 second also cannot. They keep on running. Yeah. So this is what the mind is about. If it's untrained, it continuously creates thought. Yeah. You can find out for yourself in the midst of daily life. You can't even stop the thought. Yeah. The more you want to stop it, the worse it becomes. More thought comes. Yeah. But when you don't do anything, you let it be, it slows down. Then finally, it ceases. Cease doesn't mean that it completely ceases and realizes Nibbana. Cease means the thought not active anymore. Then it like slow down until suddenly you realize a space between thought. You know what is a space between thought? Yeah? Let's say this is your stream flow. Yeah? This is a stream of thought. Okay? So the normal human being one is non-stop one. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, all continuously. Like submachine gun or machine gun, non-stop. But when you are mindful, aware, you can be at the moment with the awareness, then one thought arises. Then after that, take a while before another thought arises. Then take a while before another thought arises. So this is considered the space between thought. If you are not a meditator, you are not a cultivator, you don't have awareness, you cannot see this. You can hardly perceive this because you got no space. Do you know what is no space or not? Where you continuously think, you cannot have the space. When you got no space means you cannot even rest your mind. Do you understand? Huh? When you got space, during that period, there is no thought. That's why you are quiet. You are silent. But the moment you are silent because of your habitual thinking, your habitual tendency, the thought keep on arising. That's why that is heedless living. But when you train, you become heedful, you decide. Whether the thought arise or don't arise, you decide. You remember I told you when your mind is trained, what happened? It listened to you. Remember? You want it to be silent, it will be silent. That's why when you are silent, then the space between thought is there. Then you are in the space where there is no thinking. No thinking means what? No thought, no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no all this sankhara activity, then no emotion, nothing. Then what do you have? Huh? When all these things is not there, what do you have? Peace, stillness, tranquility. All these are words, but that thing, you have to experience it, understand now. You have to go through it to understand what that thing is. So, for normal human being, peace is very difficult to come by. There's a lot of cultivators, they say, they must go retreat. Every time they got problem in life, in society, or in the midst of their career, they run to retreat. Then in the retreat condition, it's very, very different. Very soothing, more conducive. So what they do is, when they are there, they feel very peaceful, very calm. Then they think, the world is crazy. No point living in the world. So you go to the forest. But if you go to the forest to train, then come out to test, it's very good. Because when you train, you know what is training or not. Like you want to train yourself in bodybuilding. What you do? Where do you go? You go to a gym, isn't it? In the gym, all the equipment are there, isn't it? Then it's very conducive that everybody is doing their training, isn't it? Then you can get advice from people, isn't it? How can you train in the midst of life? But after you train in the gym, you don't go out and like play games or compete. You can never gain experience, understand or not? You can have very beautiful body, understand or not? But when it comes to competition, you are dead, understand or not? Because you are not skillful. You have not trained. But those who come out into life to train, they become very skillful, very experienced. That's why meditation is the same. After you go retreat, you come out daily life, that is your training ground. That's why my teacher said, life is your greatest teacher. Life itself is the meditation, nothing else. You can never learn anything apart from life. where life is existent. Existence is time-related. That is what the conditioned world is all about. So if you want to understand the conditioned world, you have to go into life. That's it. You cannot be a hermit. Be a hermit, you seclude your mind. Can. Very peaceful, very calm. But that is not the way to live life. If you like that type of life, then it's different. If the Buddha only peaceful when he seclude his mind, then he is not the Buddha, understand? He is peaceful under any time, any place, any circumstances, any environment or situation, he is peaceful. That's why he is a Buddha. Because he has wisdom. He don't just seclude his mind and go into samadhi or samatha. Then peace within. So there are three types of peace, you heard before that. Yeah? You heard of the three types of peace or not? Huh? You haven't heard of the three types of peace? The first type is kaya vivika. Kaya. When you seclude yourself from society. Like you renounce the world, you go to the temple, you become a monk. Then the environment make you peaceful, understand that? Or sometimes when you are working, you find the working life very strenuous, a lot of pressure. So what you do, you take leave, you go holiday. Then you relax. Then the setting all very nice. That's why you have a type of peace. Peace dependent on the environment is called kaya vivika. Means your peace is dependent on the environment. Yeah. Then the second type of peace is citta vivika. Yeah. Because vivika is renunciation. Yeah. Kaya is renouncing the physical form to become a monk. Then citta vivika is the mind renounce and abide within. So when you meditate until you seclude your mind, until this mind goes within, doesn't come out. Yeah. Then it becomes very peaceful. Where it doesn't think. Yeah. This is either in absorption, or in one-pointedness, or in energy field. Yeah. Then if you know how to meditate and relax and silent, the mind also doesn't move, then that is also citta vivika. Yeah. But the last one is what you need. The Buddha said, upadhi vivika. You are peaceful in the midst of life. No matter what the condition is, anywhere, any place, any time, any condition, you are peaceful. And that one is born of wisdom. So meditation is to realize that type of peace. And that is true peace. Not dependent on the environment, not dependent on your mind being secluded or not. Your mind is still a free mind. And that is the real peace. Okay? I think you can go for breakfast now. Oh yeah, 6 minutes past. Okay, you pay your respect, then you go for breakfast.